Two movies enter, one movie leaves as we watch two Deadpools, the one with Dirty Harry in it and the other one with Ryan Reynolds. All on today's There Can Be Only One podcast. Welcome to a There Can Be Only One podcast, where we watch two movies with the same title and determine which one deserves the title more. My name is Robert Rowell, and joining me today are
Herman Omega Prime Davis,
Andrea Vickery,
and Zach Vickery.
Yay! We have four people watching this.
Yes. Amazing.
And not 12, which our second show had, and then every single one of them said, well, it looks like they got enough people, so we don't have to show up anymore. And they all disappeared. So we're going with a popular choice that is kind of against the rules, because the Dirty Harry film is called The Deadpool, and the one with Ryan Reynolds is called Deadpool. So, yes, there are different ones, but I have no problem doing this. She's scaling
and opening cabinets.
There's nothing in that cabinet.
Anyway.
It's futile, Cat. You got no shot. You got nothing up there.
She was. I just heard the microphone on that cat.
Oh. Stella! Stella!
Like, what the fuck is wrong? But like, that's kind of funny to me that Deadpool doesn't have the one with Ryan Reynolds doesn't have a dub, because like that's like a no-no now. Like, if you're a superhero, do not put "dub" in your name, in your front of your name. Mm-hmm. So I think it would have been funny if Deadpool would have came out the Deadpool, because he was called that. You know how they do it?
It's to get sequels without calling it a sequel, because they did that with Wolverine, because the first one was X-Men's Origins Wolverine, and the second one was called The Wolverine. To give it its unique title without having to put a stupid adjective in front of it or something behind it, to where it would have been Wolverine Legacy or something to that degree. Mm-hmm. Because usually when you don't put numbers behind it, whenever there's a whole bunch of movies, it confuses people what order it's supposed to be in. I think, like, for example, the Jason Bourne films. Can you name them in order?
Okay, let me try this. Let's see. The Bourne Identity.
Uh-huh.
The Bourne Supremacy.
Okay.
The Bourne Ultimatum.
All right.
The Bourne Legacy.
Uh-huh.
And
The Bourne Ultimatum.
And Reborn.
Yeah. Well, look, the new one's just called Jason Bourne, which is so weird because it's not a prequel or anything. It's just, hey, we realize putting a whole bunch of stupid Bourne whatever, we're running out of things to say. Yeah. So we just can't call it Jason Bourne 5. So, and really, are they going to even have Jeremy Renner in the timeline anymore?
Well, Since I named them like that, you could tell like I'm actually a fan of the Bourne film.
Okay.
The way they left off the Jeremy Renner vehicle was basically Jason Bourne was like the first in a project they was doing of basically cloning them, kind of like Hitman, but with real people.
And hey, serial killers are real people,
yeah,
right?
Well, you know. So they left it open, like basically they need that medicine that they was giving them to survive.
Right, right.
So he took a doctor with him, then they're going to recreate it, and basically he's supposed to live off the grid. So they left it open, basically. He's supposed to be on an island somewhere, chilling, drinking Mai Tais and stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah. And he runs into Hawkeye, another hero that they probably want to get rid of at this point. Yeah. He just shoots arrows, so what else can we do with this guy? No. But we are with two people that have not seen the new Deadpool, the one that is currently, I think, the highest grossing film in the United States until like there's a couple more weeks for Civil War to be out there. Mm-hmm. So what is your excuse for not seeing the new Deadpool?
Writing a dissertation? Come on. I know, whatever.
Education?
I don't know your excuse.
Yeah, and I mean I wouldn't go and watch a movie without Andrea, so therefore
I'm
not gonna
call
my own excuse. Oh. Excuse.
Mary problems.
She really didn't want to see kicking and screaming. Is that what you're saying?
No one wanted to see
it.
No. No.
But. Fair enough. It is a movie, especially near movies that happen in the first 4 or 5 months of a year aren't necessarily must-watch films. Usually these are the times when they try to push out films that are on their docket that they realize aren't going to make a lot of money. But maybe they can make some money because nothing else is out there. And Deadpool came out like 2 days before Valentine's Day. So it was like a February 12th film, which is a horrible time to put out a movie.
Yeah.
But it did great because there's nothing else out there.
But I think it's a new formula because, like, it's Valentine's Day. It was previewed as a Valentine's movie. Like, it was like, oh, it's going to be a love story here. And I guess it's like a good measure because, like, dudes, we're going to tell you know, lady, hey, it's a love story. Let's go see it.
Well, and they did a good job on the marketing for that, too. Yeah. I mean, it was everywhere on the right. internet, and it was, you know, I wanted to go see it, but life happened.
Yeah, I think it was one of the first movies in a while that I remember actually the marketing being almost as big as when the movie came out. It was something where they were always coming up with clever things to do, and I think that that helped to draw people in no matter what, if they wanted to actually see a Marvel superhero movie or not. It was, something must be good about this movie. Oh, and I like Ryan Reynolds, too. Why not? I'll go see it.
They've continued with it because one of the ones that I the YouTube channel that I subscribe to is Honest Trailers. They actually got Ryan Reynolds to reprise his role as Deadpool to talk about on Honest Trailers, and no one does that. He realized this was at a good point for a guy that knew he had life in his career, but was just making a whole bunch of movies that weren't going anywhere.
Right.
He was in some big name movies. He started off in Van Wilder, and then he made some other romantic comedies, and then he became Deadpool in X-Men Origins Wolverine, and didn't do well.
Yeah, true that.
Right, and then he was Green Lantern, had a $150 million budget, a whole bunch of advertising, didn't do well, so he became a curse. He was like one of those guys you didn't want to attach to a movie, and the whole reason he wanted to play Deadpool, I don't know if you know this or not, when someone was trying to describe Deadpool to another person, they said it was like combining Ryan Reynolds with the Sharpay. And he felt that was just unsolicited advertisement for him to become that superhero. And they didn't do him well enough in X-Men Origins that he decided that he wanted to redo the movie. So they created a 2-minute sizzle reel where it was basically CGI him attacking a car full of bad guys,
which they put in the movie.
Well, yeah, they remade the thing, changed it up a little bit, and they accidentally leaked it, sort of like a sex tape. How did that get out there? So yeah, he Kim Kardashian'd his way into this movie being made. It only had about a $40 or $50 million budget, not a ton thrown at it. It doesn't look like a cheap film.
No,
yeah, the problem's never been the cost of a film to make. It's always been advertising, because you have to put in at least $60 million if you're making a wide-release film in advertising in order for people to go out and see it. So they had to justify it some way, and they did a great underground campaign when it came to this movie. And all of a sudden, everybody went out and saw it. Now, I didn't even think it was going to be that big, and I go to Dragon Con every year, which is a sci-fi convention out in Atlanta.
I never thought you'd go to Dragon Con.
Yeah, me, huh?
Yeah.
Big old nerd like me, go out there? Nah. Or is it just because it's Atlanta? Like, I just...
Yeah, all them Hispanics out there.
Yes. They, for the past 3 or 4 years, people will just come dressed up as a different Deadpool. Like Deadpool, like a Mexican Deadpool where he has a sombrero on. And eventually... Like sometime, like at easily like 2 a.m, like on a Saturday, they all kind of gather up and do like a conga line. So it's a cheap enough costume where they get enough people to make it that they eventually all kind of become one unit, and then they just annoy everybody else by getting into everyone else's face. So it's not like people didn't know it existed. It just wasn't in a format that I didn't think was going to be big for like a wide audience, because he doesn't have a cartoon out there. His only movie appearance was awful, and the comic didn't start off great. It started off in the mid-90s.
Let me stop you right there, sir.
In the mid-90s with Gen
gonna,
X.
You're not going to bash me. Okay, Deadpool, I'm 36, so mid-90s, Deadpool was the first comic book that I actually got into, because it came out in mid-90s, so I started from volume one, issue number one. And, okay, maybe you're not as much of a nerd I am, but the Deadpool universe is very strong, sir. It's very strong.
Like now it is, but not. Mexican. But when it started when it started off, he was just meant as an assassin to kill off a whole bunch of X-Men that they didn't like.
True, he was the merc with the mouth.
Yeah. So eventually, another writer got a hold of him and turned him into the face that you see today. But the initial viewing of him wasn't that important. So so yeah, it sounds like we're going to start off with the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool and give everybody thoughts going into this. What are you expecting? What is everybody expecting when it comes to the title? Not necessarily if it's going to be a good movie, but is it going to be something that makes sense, like the title? Don't all answer at once.
I'll let you go.
Considering it's named after a character, I'm going to guess that it has some accuracy of representation.
It couldn't be called the Deadpool Legacy? Is that what it...
Yeah. The Deadpool Ultimatum.
Yeah, you know.
So far, it seems like it might have some ties to that name.
Yeah, I expect to see a lot of Deadpool.
Yeah.
Honestly.
What? One of the weird anomalies going through all these and watching two movies with the same name is trying to find out the reason why they felt like they can get away with using the same name again and not being found out or being determined if this was actually worth it. To be fair, of the Dirty Harry films that exist, there's five of them because I got the whole box set. Mm-hmm. This is the last and least popular one of the Dirty Harrys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not...
Damn it, Robert. You always do that to me.
I don't do it to anybody.
You always get one movie that's going to suck.
Well, that's going to happen.
I said
at least five.
He's been here for Kicking and Screaming. Before Kicking and Screaming, it was safe. And last week, didn't we do Guess?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We did the Guess last week. The one that came out in 2014, one of my favorite films of all time. But the other one, yes, was a piece of crap. Even though it had a higher IMDb rating. It did. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'll look it up now.
While he's looking it up, I'm going to give my... About Deadpool, okay, since I read the comics, I knew why he was called Deadpool in the comics. In the movie, they changed the reason why he was called Deadpool in the movie. So it's going to be interesting. I've never seen the Clint Eastwood Deadpool, so I'm just going to be interested to see how they mesh up. But the reason why he called Deadpool in the movie is very interesting. So, I mean, I got to see Clint Eastwood before I can say, like, okay, which one needs to be called Deadpool more.
In this movie, are we going to find out the origin of the name Deadpool?
Yes.
For this movie. It's
yes,
not
we
the
will.
Same as the comics, though.
Okay.
What rating do you think it has on IMDb? The one with Ryan Reynolds. This is out of a 10.
Oh, I'm going to say 8.9.
Wow.
That's pretty high. That is Shawshank Redemption high.
I was going to say 8.2.
Yeah, maybe 7, 8.
8.2 on the nose.
Wow. Yeah. So what do I get? No.
Omega Prime gets last place.
Nowhere near.
And so what? I'm going to say the Clint Eastwood Deadpool probably have a 7.6.
Oh, I would think it would maybe be 7.4.
Ooh. Remember what you said was the worst, so it might be lower than that.
I'm going like, it's almost natural. I got to go 6.9.
6.3. We can look up the other ones on here, but yeah, I was mentioning earlier off mic, it is the only Dirty Harry film I've seen in theaters, and it was all right. I remember enjoying it because of a couple of action scenes, but it definitely moves slow for somebody. This thing came out, I would have been 12 whenever it came out. I think was
hey,
it
89,
really? 88? No, I would have been 11. Yeah, I saw it in theaters. I was 11.
Wait, and what's the Deadpool rated?
It is rated R for Dirty Harry-ish.
So two R-rated movies this week.
Yeah, both of them are R-rated, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Also, you'll notice the reason why Ryan Reynolds was on Honest Trailers, the opening to Deadpool, they wanted to have an Honest Trailer reaction to the credits. And it's a very unique way that they start off the movie. And they wanted to end the movie the same way as like an Honest Trailer, but they couldn't get the right wording for it. They did end it in a very nice way. It's still a great ending, and it is a fun film. Herman, how many films have you seen so far this year?
I say about 50.
Okay. 50? Like that came out this year?
Yes.
Liar. No. Liar, liar, and
I see. No. You got to remember, I see like when I go to the movies, I go to the movies like at least twice a month, and I see at least three movies. Twice a month.
I don't believe you.
I got the stubborn.
All right, fine.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
Are you putting this in the top five of films that you've seen this year?
This year?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely by far.
Is it your favorite film that you've seen this year?
Yeah.
It is? What? Yeah. High praise from Herman.
Yeah, it's better than Batman vs. Superman.
Okay.
It's better than Captain America, Civil War, or whatever you want to call it, Avengers.
He only watches superhero films. Yeah. So him watching Deadpool 47 times is him saying he's seen 50
films.
I don't really watch
Academy-worthy movies until December. So you say it this year, you know? I, you know, right.
You save them all up so then you can like rank them.
Basically, yeah. Basically, that's when they all come out, like in December. So because they wanted to get fresh. Yeah.
I think this is gonna be easy for you guys. What's the best film you've seen this year?
Well, considering I've seen two in theaters, it's coin flip. I'm gonna go with Keanu.
Keanu,
because it has a cat.
What was the other one again that you
Hail
saw?
Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar. Yes.
Keanu was funny. I think I'd probably go with Hail Caesar. I'm more of a Coen Brothers fan, and I don't think that it was necessarily their best movie that they've done, but it was a fun movie to watch.
Wait, so. Only
they don't make movies
so
for you guys. Yeah.
No, they don't. They don't.
Right. Especially now. They've definitely hit a point in their lives where they just want to make movies from a particular genre or way of doing it, and it's one of those that it definitely feels like you got to watch more than once to fully appreciate. Wait. But that's about what they do now.
Backtracking, Zootopia came out this year, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So I say Zootopia was second.
Ooh.
I want to see that. It looks good.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to watch the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool, and we're going to do a bit of a trailer for the other two people in the world that haven't seen Deadpool, so they know.
There's dozens of us. Literally
dozens!
We meet on a nightly basis and say, boy, aren't our lives more grateful that we have other things to do in life?
And we talk about how we won't be watching it, or even though we're all together, we could all watch it at the same time, that we decide not to.
Only would be released on beta. We would totally do it then. All right, so we're going to watch it, and we'll be right back. See you guys later.
In a world divided by fear, one man must stand alone against the forces of darkness. From the studio that inexplicably sewed his fucking mouth shut the first time, comes five-time Academy Award viewer Ryan Reynolds as a man on an e-harmony date with destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you me, Deadpool. So, get ready.
Until I say we start recording.
I'm trying to be robbing to the punch.
Hey, we're back, guys! Hey, we just finished watching the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool, the one that just came out a few short months ago. And what were your thoughts on the movie?
Enjoyable.
Yeah?
They can't stop talking about how awesome this movie is.
It was very funny. It was a superhero movie, but not a superhero movie in a way. I thought that Ryan Reynolds was fantastic. He definitely was the person to play Deadpool.
Yeah, could anybody else fill that role?
No. 100% no.
I could play it.
Well, Herman, your price was too high for them.
Yeah, you know.
Herman has some range.
Herman, do you eat chimichangas?
Yes, okay. I do.
Do you listen to 90s hip-hop?
Yes, you need to hear me rap and shoot.
Now, you are aware Deadpool is bi.
Huh?
As they put it, he's pansexual in this. You cool with... I mean, the reason they're bringing Cable into the next movie is because him and Cable have a relationship. You are aware of that, right?
You read the comics.
I ain't got that. I don't have that much range.
Uh-huh.
Nah. No, but it was a good movie and stuff.
It's a solid film. If there's, I think, a comparison in this universe and in all Marvel films or superhero films, it reminds me a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy, where it's a movie you didn't expect to like. You went in thinking, well, if it turns out to be good, then it is. And it turns out to be great. I also put it up there with Ant-Man as a very good standalone movie. Nothing really connecting it with the rest of the universe yet. It does have those little hints every once in a while. As Herman was pointing out, they do have a big fight at the end on a helicarrier, which is in the universe, but if you haven't seen the rest of the movies, it doesn't like take you out of the entire experience. The only problem with this one is it lags a little bit in the middle whenever they're doing the backstory, because every one of these seems to have, they need to have that origin story to show you how it exists, although you don't even have to see this one to know. You just got to know. He becomes a superhero. He's mad at somebody. It should have been shorter. It shouldn't have lasted as long. Like, you shouldn't have seen the pain or the aggression. He just didn't like Francis. That's all you needed to see.
You got to understand why you don't like Francis, because, like, I'm a fan of the comic books, and the origin in the comic books is way different than the origin in the movie. So if I went in there thinking, like, okay, I know, like, Captain America, everybody should know his origin. Like, the Captain America movie, you didn't really need to know the origin story, because you kind of know that he was a super soldier, got a serum and everything, and, you know, punched Hitler in the nose and all that good shit.
Right.
But with Deadpool, what they did with it was went totally different from the Weapon X origin in the comic books to like, basically, mutant slave theory in this movie.
Right. So how does he become Deadpool in the comics, because we know how he becomes it in the X-Men Origins. Mm-hmm. He actually becomes more of a superhero. They decided to shut up, like, seal his mouth and give him all sorts of powers. But
okay, in the comic book, Wade Wilson is not really a mutant. He's basically a part of Weapon X, which is a Canada version of, like, the Avengers,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. And basically, he wound up being the leftover product of Wolverine. He got Wolverine leftover abilities, basically. That's why his healing factor is very shitty compared to Wolverine. Like, Wolverine might take him, like, a few seconds to heal from a cut.
Right.
It take Deadpool a few minutes and mm-hmm. such and such. Wolverine from a bullet shot, 10 minutes. Deadpool, probably a whole hour, not more. And basically, since his healing factor sucks, he doesn't.
He's the slow cooker of special abilities.
So basically, his
you put a roast in there and you come back for dinner. That's basically his healing abilities.
And basically, it was like he died in the comic book, and basically that's the reason why they gave it to him, because they wanted to bring him back alive. And in the comic book, he became known as Deadpool because they feel like he already crossed over to being dead. Wolverine actually said one time, you know, Wolverine smells everybody, and he always said this Wade just have a different smell to him, and that's hence why. Wade in the comic books always breaking the fourth wall and everything, because he realized that this is a comic book. You know, I already been to the other side and stuff, and mm-hmm. he just have a crazy ESP. Like, I was gonna point out, like, the tech. And if you haven't seen the movie, fuck y'all, spoilers, whatever.
That was us a couple hours ago.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I invited y'all. You know, but in the comic books. He's always doing weird shit that doesn't make sense, but it comes together at the end, kind of like Hannibal from A-Team, like when the plane come together, and like
exactly,
yeah.
Okay,
it's hard to tell the difference between Hannibal from A-Team and Deadpool.
But basically, like when the cab driver has his romantic rival gagged and locked up in the trunk of his car, and Deadpool found out about it. Yeah, Deadpool act like. Yeah, no, you wrong for that. No, kill him. But basically, he left his ammunition bag in the cab and happened to call at the right time so that he distract the cab driver, and the cab driver get into a fender bender, and the romantic rivalry get rescued. In a comic book, that always happens where you think Deadpool is being the bad guy, the dick, but in the end, finding out from little shit that he did along the way, he actually, like, saved the day.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. Maybe that was just me reading too much into it, but, you know, that's just me.
Look, we know this is your favorite film ever. We're just... yeah. And you're trying to justify multiple viewings of it. And that's totally understandable.
Yeah, I want people to watch, because it's, like, so much stuff in this movie.
Nobody saw Deadpool.
You
got to
watch
Please
it five times.
It.
You got to watch it five times to, like... Like, Zach, you pointed out something that I missed. What was the scene where...
And I think he still missed it.
Yeah, I forgot it already.
Yep.
The Adventure Time watch.
Oh, yeah, because that was a trivia question.
Yeah, but I missed that. I would have got that question wrong, you know?
Ah. Well, yeah, I think most people get Hatfield questions wrong. It's not like... he finds things that nobody pays attention to and then brings them up in his trivia questions. It's just a normal thing that mm-hmm. happens. But, yeah, no, Deadpool, very enjoyable movie. It's definitely a rewatchable film, and it does play into the title of Deadpool more so than you would expect, I guess.
Well, what y'all thought about the origin of the name? Because remember, that was like what we talked about.
Well, number one, they said that the name of the movie in the movie.
That's
so
true.
That's always a plus, a positive. You know, if you're trying to decide between the two, I don't know if they mentioned the Deadpool in the Dirty Harry movie.
We'll
We're gonna
have
find out. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a little cheap, I guess, to have him name his character after the Deadpool. It was kind of just this thing that was thrown in. Mm-hmm. It was maybe just one thing I wasn't super. Jacked up about, but other than that, I mean, there was lots of deaths. There was probably lots of pools of deaths that were going on in there.
So
there was a lot of Deadpool, and we saw a character that was named Deadpool. So very high Deadpool factor in this movie.
One of the reasons, and there are multiple reasons why we didn't see a ton of comic books turned into movies, is because you have. A limited amount of range when it comes to working with the character. You mm-hmm. you you're pretty much working with source material and a loyal fan base, which is great.
You're damn right.
It exists, but it also means you have no liberties to do anything with the movie. And if there has been a Marvel film that brings that out in the light, it's Iron Man 3, because in that one they had a villain that is a well-known villain in the Iron Man universe,
mm-hmm,
that turned out to just be an actor in the movie as like a big F you to every comic book reader. Mm-hmm. And they hate it. It's considered one of the most hated of the Marvel films out there because they took the Mandarin and just made him into a jokey character. That's all that... and so you can't do anything with... You can't create a world that is outside of what already exists. You are stuck with the name Deadpool, and you have to come up with any sort of ham-fisted, thrown-together way of him coming up with the name. It actually works better than some other ones. If you haven't seen Fantastic Four, the reason they call themselves Fantastic Four is just laughable. It's not interesting at all how they came up with the name, but they had to come up with the name, so there you go. It could just exist. They didn't have to come up with a reason why his name is Deadpool. It just said, hey, my name's Deadpool. And then they said, shouldn't we have, and the amount of times they break the fourth wall or come up with writing techniques, they said, shouldn't we come up with a reason why you're named Deadpool? He's like, nah, it just sounds good. That's all they really needed to say, but they decided to build a board, to build a world where people were trying to kill each other in order to win a $100 bet, because that's all they were winning. and that's the way they went about it. And, well,
Two things.
Oh, two.
No, Mandarin, but that was an ultimate mindfuck because the Mandarin, like, Ben Kingsley was, like, so serious in the trailers. Then you watch the movie, he's just an asshole. Like, I mean, Ben Kingsley, I'm like, they really put a wool over my eyes in that one. And I think they got to do that with the naming and stuff because, like, I'm a, you know, fan of the comic book. I'm going to go see this movie anyway. I don't even know why he called Deadpool. He's fucking Deadpool, who is a comic book character. But you know they got somebody in the theater be like, why is he called Deadpool? Huh? I don't understand. So, you know, they got to kind of explain
that. They don't have to do anything.
They got
to
explain to some people,
it's
you know?
It's a movie. It's a movie that exists for the mere fancy of being like just a big shoot 'em up with tons of explosions. You're surrounded with a bunch of superheroes that will never die and build a world around it that you have to, and this is the main problem with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. As you guys have pointed out, you went behind a movie. Now that's the movie you're behind. So anytime another film comes out, that's just another one on that huge stack that just keeps building up over and over again. And Marvel's putting out two or three movies a year.
Mm-hmm.
That and you see it in the numbers. They're not making as much as say a Jurassic World or Star Wars because they, as weird as it sounds, coming out once every 3 years, that actually builds anticipation. It causes people to catch up because, you know, there are very few Hermans and Robs out there in the world that had the time to watch four movies at a time, or in my case, 31. But still, you have people that are limited to one or two times out in the theaters, and if they want it to be your film, you got to make it that one singular experience to see it. And it's tough for me to recommend any films in the MCU because of that. You're either going or you're not. There's no sense of recommending these things.
Yeah, or what happens, you know, I'm someone that likes to read comics and I kind of stay up on stuff, but I have had friends, and what happened with Iron Man 3, that's what you bring up. Everyone's like, oh, it's horrible, don't go see it. And it wouldn't, you know, maybe it should have been more like, oh, it's horrible, go see it, and we can talk about how horrible
that's
it was.
That's what
I'd
like
to do.
But
that's where I stopped. I went and looked up, and I was like, I didn't see anything past Iron Man 2, because they were like, oh, it's horrible, it's so bad, blah, 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 and like... You know, again, you're appealing to a fan base that you can alienate really easily, and that was one that, then that's what they tell me, and as someone that's more of a casual fan, right, then that's where you get off track, because someone said, oh, this is so bad, don't go, and then you have to realize, well, they meant for them it's so bad, but someone else might still enjoy it. And even if you're, like, nitpicky, you're like, well, it's still something you should see.
Well, you know, I know you recommended Sandman, so I'm going to use the example. Like, it's, if they make Sandman, I can't see them making it in the movie, or maybe a TV series.
It's in development right now.
But if somebody
Joseph Gordon-Levitt left the first day because Neil Gaiman wasn't associated with it.
Well, okay, so it's Neil Gaiman not associated with it, and somebody tell you Sandman is bad. You recommended it to me, so would you still go see it no matter how people tell you how bad it is?
Depends. Again, movies.
All right.
Depends on what's happening in my life at that moment, okay, if sure. I go. But probably I'd at least be a little more open-minded to go see it. But that's the hard part, where once you get off track and then you're like, well, maybe, but then are they really going to try and do number two? No, they might move on to another game and project and do something else instead. And then in that case, like, hopefully people would see them as separate things.
Now, so a couple things I was thinking about. One was, I have also not seen a lot of the Marvel Universe movies.
Right.
But probably, and this kind of reminded me for a number of reasons, of another one that I would probably put up there on the top of my list or near the top of my list is, it's probably bad now going back and watching it, but Blade. And I think a reason why was that it wasn't a popular movie when it came out. It was something that got word of mouth. It was something kind of like this. I mean, they had to do a lot of marketing for it. They had to find the audience that wanted to go see it, as opposed to, you need to go see this because this is going to be the next great action movie. You know, Blade was, you know, it's a vampire movie with Wesley Snipes. You know,
a throwaway character from Spider-Man.
Exactly. And they didn't even really take on that that comic book feel to it, or the Marvel Universe at all. It was just straight up.
Is no reference to
the vampire hunter, and he's half vampire, you know. And you're like, oh, it could have been not even been Blade, but the fact that somehow someone got the rights to make that movie, it felt, this movie kind of felt closer to this than other.
And that was a surprise, because I remember, like, when Blade came out, I guess it was like a slow week. I don't know when they released it, but like, number one movie in America with $10 million. I was like, seriously? Like, and that's, and basically it just rolled that wave. Like, just by it being the number one movie for one weekend, basically it was like, well, if it's number one movie, well, let's go check it out. It can't be that bad. So, yeah, then it rolled the wave and stuff.
August 21st, 1998. Mm-hmm. Two interesting facts about Blade. One, Blade 3 had Ryan Reynolds in it.
Yes.
And other than me, like, no other real reason for this to being an interesting fact?
Blade 2.
Three. Yeah. Sorry. The third one, this Blade, one of the first two films I ever owned.
Wow.
DVD-wise. That and Go. Those were the two first two I bought.
That's good, then.
No, Blade is great. I think it's better than Blade 2, because Blade 2 has too many...
No, that was funny. I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that, though.
Yeah.
No, I thought Blade 2 tends to get more pull because it's got Del Toro tied to it. But man, it had too many CGI action scenes.
Okay.
And that's what threw me
out. Yeah, Blade 3 had Dracula making a return. And
Blade 3 is a piece of shit.
Yeah, no, but right. It had Triple H in it, too, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Triple H with...
Inside Out, Triple H.
Yeah, in the woman.
Pickle Maker.
Parker Posey.
Yeah.
So, thinking about this whole Marvel comic universe, in my mind, there's one that I really want to see that they all build towards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could we go around and see if anyone else has an idea? Or I could go with mine first.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so what I actually kind of really hope that they all eventually move towards as a whole universe, I want Marvel Zombies.
It's possible.
Marvel what?
Marvel Zombies.
Have you read it?
No.
It's Robert Kirkman.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the
Walking Dead.
There's this virus that has crippled the population of the world, and it's mutated so that mutants can actually become zombies. And they have to feed off of the humans.
When did this come out?
Or other Marvel characters before that they turn. And it gets really strange, because then the Fantastic Four, they find a way to go from one parallel universe to another, but the way that they get into it is accidental, and then they find out that the other Fantastic Four that were on the other side are zombies, and then they figure out a way to get into, let's say, our world, where it hasn't been infected yet, and so they want to get to us so that they can wreak havoc and basically consume the whole planet.
There's also a Marvel with apes where everybody's an ape. These things happen. These are the one shoots.
Herman, it goes even further. It goes off into different universes. Mm-hmm. It goes into
Herman is not liking this at all.
It's funny. It's like a digital short. You don't need to have the whole thing. It's like a little.
I love time travel, but when we get into this alternative universe stuff, it's like it get kind of confusing.
Oh no!
Because like these DC, I know we're talking about Marvel. I'm going to give DC some time, too. DC done really confused me with the New 52 because they got two versions of Superman. They got the, you know, the one, the big blue that we always know, and then they got the other version where he wearing a T-shirt with the red cape and he can't fly. He just leaps still. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Just okay. Too many alternatives. And then don't get me started on Transformers, but that's another thing.
Right. We won't.
Whenever somebody else makes another Transformers movie that has nothing to do with Transformers, just for some reason.
It'll be your time to shine.
Yeah. It's a movie about transgenders going from male to female.
Well, they're coming out last night.
What?
Where?
What?
No, last night. Isn't that what it's called? The new Transformer movie?
Sure.
Okay.
First
night? I don't know. Something like that.
Oh, okay. This next movie, since we talked plenty about the Ryan Reynolds one, let's go with Dirty Harry.
Okay.
Around the horn, how many Dirty Harry films has everyone seen?
I haven't seen no Dirty Harry films.
Same here. You can't push me away. No, I'm too far away from you.
I am just showing what you just did by going right into that mic. Be kinder to your mic, man.
My bad.
It's your friend. Just, you know.
I haven't seen any either, and I feel like jumping into the last one is probably not the best way to do it.
Oh,
but...
No, they're not. This isn't the Dirty Harry cinematic universe that you're building into.
But I am a big Clint Eastwood fan. I have seen, you know, Unforgiven, Outlaw Josie Wales, The Good, Bad, Ugly, Two for the Money? I don't know. What is that one? Forget it.
Bridges of Madison County. That's the one you were thinking of.
The boxing movie. What's the boxing movie?
$1 Million Baby.
That too.
Trouble with the Curve.
Gran Torino. Yeah. I thought that he should have at least got nominated for an Oscar. The movie should have got nominated for an Oscar. So I'm a fan of Clint Eastwood, but I haven't seen that particular series yet. Dirty Harry.
Well, this one, the plot description is very simple. Dirty Harry Callahan must stop a secret, sick contest to murder local celebrities, which includes himself as a target. Which is... That's why it's called a Deadpool.
Yeah, we get it now. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, all right. So, he's just a cop. That's all the connection is from the other one. And you know that he's dirty. That's it. Do you know, like, the Hatfield question, the one that he always asks, where which one has go ahead, make my day? Which one of the Dirty Harrys?
Oh, yeah. It's not Deadpool. It's the other one.
Other one of four of them.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Dirty Harry?
No, it's not Dirty Harry. That's why everybody loses out of that.
It's not Deadpool.
No.
It's
go keep going.
I feel like I had no.
Go ahead, punk. Make my day.
No, the Dirty Harry is the one where he says, "I know what you're asking yourself. How many bullets did I shoot?" So,
yeah.
Uh-huh. So which one is it? Huh?
I have no idea.
Sudden Impact, dude.
Sudden Impact. That's what I was about to say.
Oh, sure. Sure was. Okay, so.
But wait, wasn't the Deadpool in the movie Deadpool homage to?
I'm not sure what you're saying at this point.
Well, the Deadpool in the movie Deadpool
was a homage to Deadpool.
Shouldn't have been the Deathpool.
That would make way more sense because you're saying that you're trying to.
This movie came out in 1988, years before Deadpool came out.
The Deadpool. As a Marvel. Deadpool.
He's talking about the actual. The Deadpool
in the first movie that we saw.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're hurting my head. Deadpool.
They got it.
Yes.
I don't know what they're getting.
The pool, what he based his name on in the movie Deadpool?
Right, but it's not based off this movie. This isn't something I'm that came out
saying,
of
it. I'm just saying, it's like the... No, man.
Okay. I give up. You win. Guess what? This other movie, we're burning. We don't even have to watch it. There you go. You win. Is that what you wanted?
No.
Is that what you want this world to be?
So it was a great movie. What did you guys ever think of it?
All right, so we're going to play a preview of the Deadpool, and then we'll be back with all of our thoughts about this. Stick around, guys.
Come on, you guys, hurry up!
You forgot your fortune cookie.
What?
So you think you know what Dirty Harry's up to? Take another look.
Editing you out too.
Yeah, you'll be like, yeah.
Hello. It's just weird moving up and down. I was just curious.
Oh, that's not me doing it. I'm going to stay this whole way.
Herman doesn't screw with it, right?
No, I haven't moved it.
Made it go crazy or anything?
And we're back! Yay!
He's just waiting for that.
We watched the fifth of the Dirty Harry and the last of the Dirty Harry films called The Deadpool. Yay. What was your thoughts on this, Herman?
It was a pretty good movie. I mean, I almost fell asleep on the prison dialogue scene because I was like, that was... Yeah, probably. I probably snored a little bit. But all in all, it's
the photo evidence. Yeah.
All in all, it's a pretty good movie. I mean, I like whodunit movies and stuff. I really thought that the Liam Neeson character actually was the killer at the beginning and stuff. But yeah, they tricked me. But it was good. It was classic 80s. A lot of cash for it. Well, one-liners, excuse me. You know, jokes, Macho Man. I mean... I got to find out who his suit and tailor is because his shirt, he was running top speed and shoes, and his shirt never became untucked. I mean, it's good, man.
Anyone else? Anybody?
It was good. I had never seen any Dirty Harry movies, but it has everything you want. He gets to walk away with the girl at the end. He gets to shoot up some bad guys. He gets to say some sarcastic one-liners. He gets, you know, his boss being wrong all the time. You know, that's always satisfying. Mm-hmm. So, and nice gratuitous shots of San Francisco.
I mentioned this while we were watching it. This, to me, felt like grandpa porn. Uh-huh. Which... not necessarily you're watching adult pornography of grandpas, but...
Give some other examples of grandpa porn, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or give us your definition.
Well, or like old...
Various websites
like
that
old
you...
Right.
Did you research on Pornhub?
Well, so something like Taken, where also this has kind of a tie to it, but where it's like an older man who gets to take on a bunch of people and... kick the shit out of other people and not care what the end result happens to be. Mm-hmm. All the paperwork that he has to fill out, he doesn't care. He's all about shooting people for no reason. Or if there is a reason, instead of apprehending the suspect, he'd rather just pull out his very large gun and drop him in the street.
Harpoon.
or harpoon.
All right. Spoiler alert.
We already said he walked away with the girl in the end. It's not like we're spoiling anything. That
I mean, with 1988, I'm like, if they haven't seen that movie by now, I'm like...
Yeah.
Well, I implore anybody that listens, go out and watch this. It is fantastic. If you guys need a rundown on a reason why to see any Clint Eastwood movie... where he's an action star, for shame on you, because his stuff is great. But here it goes: he's Dirty Harry. He's still a cop. he still works the field, even though he looks like he's in his mid-60s at this point. He may be like 52, 53. He's at an age the same time like when Roger Moore was still trying to pull off James Bond at the end, like with Live and Let Die. Not Live and Let Die. That was one of his early ones. Living Daylights, one of those, or Octopussy. Like the ones when he was pushing 50. But dude, that man was smooth. Anywhere throughout this movie, this guy knew he was the shit, and there was nothing that was going to hurt him. This was not your. There was references to Gennaro, which was a Die Hard reference as well, because Holly Gennaro is. What was McClane's wife in that. But in those films, he got hurt. Like, he would see the blood coming out. He'd have to be limping.
He'd get shot.
Dude, no way is Clint Eastwood getting hurt in this movie at all.
It would screw up, you know, his shirt might come untied.
Right. And he had a partner, so the partner could take the bullets, you know.
Speaking of the partner is like a kung fu master, you know, just doing kung fu moves all over, doing backflips and everything. And they run. Then later on, they exercising together and they running. The kung fu partner who just basically like did roundhouse kicks to a man and stuff can't keep up with Clint Eastwood while they jogging. Like,
I know, that's why he's a Superman.
I'm tired.
In his old man sweatpants.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And, like, that's why you should watch the movie, actually, to see the old man sweatpants.
This was maybe a year or two before he did Unforgiven, so it's not like... Right. Clint Eastwood didn't know his own limitations. he knows what he can and cannot film, but damn it, if you're back for a fifth of something, he knows he might as well just make himself look like a total badass. And that is exactly what he did in this movie. It is a brisk hour and a half because he probably said, we're done filming at 5:30. I got to go to bed at that point. Mm-hmm. He does light running. He doesn't really do any fighting other than he punches people. They even had an entire scene where they were playing for laughs, the bodyguards that were looking after him because, oh, he needs bodyguards. Guess he doesn't because he's such an awesome dude. What happened to him? Who cares? It doesn't matter. He got to punch some guys and it was funny. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Something like this is great.
To me, there were four, and I was very surprised at this. I did not think that there would really be a memorable part of the movie
right
before watching this. There were four memorable parts for me. The first one was when they were in Chinatown and in the restaurant, and these people are robbing the store.
Mm-hmm. It was a restaurant. Yeah.
After shooting a person that was on the Deadpool list,
to make it look natural, right? We killed a guy. We got to make people think that we did this on purpose, other than killing him. So let's rob this place.
He provided a fantastic line, being in a Chinatown restaurant, pulling out a fortune cookie and giving the gentleman his fortune. There was the car chase scene, which I thought was absolutely hilarious.
Yes, no other movie it with a straight face is willing to show a car chase scene between a old Buick and a toy car throughout the streets of San Francisco, jumping over hills and with ease. Oh, all right. We gotta send a copy of this to the writers of Fast and Furious because this is the thing they.
Oh, that's the next thing they're going to do.
The natural progression.
Yeah, totally.
Justin Lin is definitely going to do that next.
There was the end with the harpoon. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I thought that there was a fourth one as well, but and also just all of the
the beginning, whenever he was sandwiched between two cars and he just takes them out, no problem.
Yeah.
And the response to it to his boss was, hey, you ruined another car, big dummy.
Why are you getting shot up at, huh? I know you just put a crime boss away, but that's no reason for you to, get shot at.
We're giving you a desk job, even though that didn't happen.
Yeah, so much for that desk job.
And the fourth memorable thing was not Jim Carrey, although he was good. It was Guns N' Roses being in this movie.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It takes so long for that to come
right, up. Right. So in this movie, there is a movie within a movie being filmed called Hotel Satan, and Jim Carrey was hired to be the face of the rock star that needed to be in this horror film. And there's a scene where he is mimicking or lip-syncing to Welcome to the Jungle while he's giving an exorcism to a woman that looks nothing like Linda Blair. But that is clearly what they're going for at this point, because he had the church collar on and was going around pretending like he was absolving her of some foreign beast that was inside of her. And so we're like, well, that's weird, hearing Welcome to the Jungle. We know who sings this. Why do we need Jim Carrey singing it? Well, we're at Jim Carrey's funeral, and there's a dude in a kerchief, normal attire, whenever you go to a funeral. And it's remarked in the room as, hey, they got a dude that looks just like Axl Rose. And then you look at the rest of the people in line, and there's a dude with a big top hat right next to him, mm-hmm. and two other guys with long blonde hair that look suspiciously like Duff and the drummer. I forget the drummer's name.
Ooh, was it Steven Adler? Or was this before you got kicked out, or after? I don't know.
This would have been before. I don't think this was Use Your Illusion
ain't
time.
The drummer
this was, Appetite for Destruction, was that the first one that they did? Yeah, so I think that this was during that time. And we went, wait a minute, they got Guns N' Roses to be in this movie. There's even a point where Slash shoots a harpoon for no real reason. Yeah. No context is given at all. He's just the director's angry about this. He's like, who got this guy up here to shoot a harpoon? I don't like it. Well, the tide's turned, sir. So angry.
Isn't a drummer for Guns N' Roses Animal?
Animal. Yeah. Divine.
Animal.
You mean from the Muppets?
Yeah.
That animal?
Yeah, that animal.
Not George the Animal Steel, the famous wrestler?
No, the famous drummer.
Or the movie Animal House? He's not the drummer?
No.
Are you sure?
No. Ving Rhames Animal.
Or is it Is it Animal the Hannibal Lecter? Is that
yes. Okay. I brought it back.
Was it who's the guy? The Animal, the very bad, not bad actor, without all the Adam Sandler movies.
Oh. Jaws? Is that who you're thinking of? Richard Kiel?
Wait, Adam Sandler movie.
No. He plays a bit part in like a lot of his movies. Man,
right.
He had his own movie.
Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forgot he was in a movie called The Animal.
Yeah.
And was the drummer for Guns N' Roses.
Oh, there's two movies called Animals now.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh,
they got a Bing Rhymes animal.
No.
It's a sorry. You're not watching.
No.
No, Rob Schneider. No.
I mean, Survivor was in The Animal with Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
So, Colleen? If you're not familiar with the entire series of Dirty Harry, that's perfectly fine. It is weird to see that it's set in San Francisco because there were a lot of films in San Francisco, and I think a lot of it had to do with the unique way San Francisco looked. Like, when you saw the car chase, there was tons of hills that they went down. So, you had that look, and it was close enough to Los Angeles where it felt like you didn't have to go very far to film these things. But more importantly, it was a hotbed of interesting stuff going on in the media because you not only had a ton of hippie activists going in, and these were people, not just people with like signs going, whatever. These were people that were going around actually killing people, and you had the Zodiac Killer, both of which make an appearance in Dirty Harry films. So by the time they get to the fifth one, they went, serial killer, I guess? I don't know. We're running out of ideas. And that's kind of what happened here. The whole time, they're trying to blame it on Liam Neeson's character, who was a director of such great horror films that he thinks people are jealous of him. Like, at some point, he drops the I've got haters card on everybody. And
haters in the building.
Right. And Dirty Harry the whole time. Like, that's basically his speech the whole time. And it's great. It's so good. Oh, everything about this was great. Almost good enough to say that this movie gets the title Deadpool?
In context, I will have to agree it gets the title.
What?
Yeah.
You're bowing to this? I thought I was going to get a fight out of you.
No. Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool is the better Deadpool movie. I'm just going to say that. But as far as like in the context of our show, I would say that Clint Eastwood would keep his Deadpool title, and Ryan Reynolds, we got to name you something else.
Oh, wow.
What y'all think?
Is this an agreement across the board, or is this...
Well, I think it's hard because if they could have maybe named Deadpool the comic book character, something else, right? No matter what. But as far as, you know, just comparing, I like... Not only, if we're going to go by just some simple metrics, it was said quicker, the phrase Deadpool was said quicker in the Dirty Harry one, and they said it 11 times. So they really drove home that this this is about a Deadpool, and there are deaths that are going to happen, not just I look up at a board and go, I should call myself that. So, you know, I think if we're thinking about if you hear the phrase Deadpool as someone that's like, well, there's comics or whatever.
For the sequels. You know, of these movies, it is probably the most apt title because the other ones are just things that have like sudden impact, Magnum Force,
could be also like Transformer movies or
right.
like X-Men movies.
There could be another sudden impact elsewhere. Out there. It wouldn't surprise me.
But no, I think Deadpool, the Dirty Harry, kind of works. You know, I like it. Doesn't mean that I don't like Ryan Reynolds, but.
It's
going to be tough.
The only real problem is trying to convince kids that there was another Deadpool movie that existed out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the argument for the Ryan Reynolds one, not just with it being a better film, but it's more popular.
Yeah.
Does it earn it on popularity by itself? Is that a consideration that we should take in place when it comes to these titles of films?
No, I hate that because... I hate that because popularity is so subjective. Because it's okay, like everybody think everything on popular is Twitter. You know, everybody think like, oh, if it's trending on Twitter, then everybody knows about it. Well, not everybody's on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. I mean, I remember somebody like I was working at Harris Casino, checking IDs, you know, the security and stuff. And one of the girls that was in that Diddy making a band like with Cassie and them.
it was one of them girls, and she came in there, like, man, you don't know who this is? Mm. I'm like, no. You don't watch MTV? Like, no, man, I'm fucking 27 years old. The fuck watch MTV anymore?
Well, and also, popularity is so in that moment, right? Yeah, like, yeah, you're not watching MTV or mainstream. You're not on Twitter, or nowadays it's Deadpool, but at the time, Dirty Harry was really popular. Yeah. Like, everyone was
But now, in today's films. Time, with the internet and stuff, people be like, Clint Eastwood? Was Deadpool? I didn't know he was in comic books.
I can totally see him doing that.
That would work really well. Yeah,
Jimmy Chungus.
They both have some sarcastic one-liners going on. I want to see him break the fourth wall and be like, really? You think this is... I'm going to have to do paperwork.
I mean, if before today, if you would have told me that a Dirty Harry movie was called The Deadpool, I would have said, no, that's incorrect.
Right.
Okay. So I had no idea that there actually was a movie called Deadpool. See, that's what I mean, it didn't have a lasting effect on... Mm-hmm. You know, going past maybe the early 80s, or the late 80s, or early 90s.
Just say that month.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, there can be a recency bias, you know.
Yes.
Obviously, Deadpool is the most recent thing, and it's mm-hmm. what your mind goes to, and there's obviously a much bigger social media impact than the Deadpool with Clint Eastwood. But, man... this is not as tough of a decision as Kicking and Screaming.
Oh, we didn't. In Kicking and Screaming, none of them got that title. So right. It's not a...
Yeah.
So that's the reason I wasn't here.
I definitely think that at least one of them deserves to win the title. They don't get to share the title.
Okay.
It's not one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We'll never puss out like that.
Okay. it's either one, the other, or neither. I'm guessing. Right. Okay. Man,
go ahead and think of alternate titles. Instead of just like me putting the Jeopardy music on at this point, just like think of what it could be called and still identify as the movie that exists. Could you call Deadpool, the Ryan Reynolds one, something else, and people automatically say, "Oh, they know exactly what"? Could they just call it Ryan Reynolds?
I would say
I think that would actually fit. For Deadpool, if they just called it Ryan Reynolds, he would get such a kick out of it.
Well, I mean, that's who y'all did. But, I mean, you could call it the Merc with the Mouth easily, because that's like his nickname.
That feels like it's a downgrade.
Okay,
the Merc because you're accepting the fact that the Dirty Harry one has enough popularity that you can't call your film Deadpool, that you just have to go with the small explanation of what it is. Mm-hmm. I really feel... And until explained otherwise, the title should be Ryan Reynolds. And I'm willing to hear arguments about this. And going the other way, on a Dirty Harry film, what should it? You can't make the title "Shit Out of Luck," which is what it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or toy car racing, or something that ilk. Other than Hotel Satan, which was the film within a film. Mm-hmm. If any of you know where I can buy a jacket that says Hotel Satan on the back, I will be your best friend forever. Because I totally want that jacket. But
pooning you?
As long as we get to see gratuitous shots of you trying to like come in and kill someone wearing the jacket, and you have to grow a ponytail.
Oh, I didn't get like an extension or a weave. That thing was not grown on at all.
No.
You could call it Clint Eastwood harpooning you. Ron Reynolds, Deadpool, I was thinking like Van Wilder grown up.
Really grown up? I don't think he was grown up in that movie at all.
It could have been The Dirty Pool.
Oh.
Ah.
That's a play on...
Dirty Pool.
Right. The other Deadpool, the Ryan Reynolds. I mean, I really do like just Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Or Ryan Reynolds... kills a bunch of people.
So you know, or something like that. Like a play on the title or the title credits, something like you're going to pay to see this movie anyway, so just give us your money.
Right, exactly.
Because that's really what that came down to.
Oh, you called it Where's Francis? Where's Francis? Where's Francis?
The search for Francis.
What's my name?
So it's basically turned into Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Francis was his nemesis in that movie. If you don't remember,
I made him watch that.
I'd never seen it before.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I had seen the. I grew up watching the children's show, but I never so saw.
I keep spiking.
And I've never seen Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Wait, Pee Wee's Big Adventure, and then there was another one. A Big Top Pee Wee.
Oh, Big Top.
Yeah, Big Top.
No, don't worry about Big Top.
Don't worry about Big Top Pee Wee. Okay. And I had seen the HBO, or I don't know if it was HBO special, but
it was a Broadway play. Yeah.
Yeah, that one with Phil Hartman in it. And
oh, the one that was on Comedy Central before, like the no, not that the newest ain't the one.
With Phil Hartman, no.
Yeah, no. Phil Hartman was a part of the cast.
Yeah.
Of Pee Wee's Playhouse when it was on a Broadway show before it became a TV show.
Yeah.
He was the sea captain.
Right.
So what you saw, it used to play on Comedy Central all the time.
Where, oh, so you seen the, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not the new thing that came out. Okay. No, this was older, so.
they dug up Phil Hartman and they brought him back.
that's why I was like, yeah, what?
He is allowed to come back to our mortal realm only to play in a Pee Wee play. That is it. That is all you can do.
Pee Wees.
Yes.
Instead of.
It's like an Indian ghost that brings him back ever.
I hate to go against the name, which is the character, the main character of the movie.
Right.
But man, the Deadpool was, I mean, it was said more times, and I think that's a big criteria of mine, and I think I'll have to go with that.
It is weird how he got a hold of the list. I totally understand, like, the bad guy at the end of this, how he found out about these people going around pretending like, hey, these people should die, and let's bet on them. And it's like, ooh, I can use this as a way to get in and make him like me because I killed all of his people on the list.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, that I don't even want to think about reason behind this at all because there's no reason that actually should have existed. But still, I think the consensus here is Dirty Harry's Deadpool keeps the name and Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool is now changed to Ryan Reynolds.
Give us your money.
Ryan Reynolds 2, give us your money. We'll be out later this year. Oh, you did see at the end he was looking for a Cable. Who do you think should play Cable?
Well, I mean, Ryan Park.
Do you think it should be Clint Eastwood?
Yes. No, they could just get a giant harpoon. And
Ryan Perlman is really contest, like, advocating for the role. Now, he actually got a picture of circling around the internet with Ron Perlman looking like Cable. So, I think he could pull it off. It really doesn't fucking matter, to tell you the truth. I'm going to go see it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. So, Paula Dean could play...
Yeah, Paula Dean could play Cable. Yeah.
she's got the hair.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Ron White, if you remember him from the... blue collar comedy tour.
Yeah, call me Taylor Sally.
Yeah. That dude totally could pull off Cable. I could see it.
If he put down his drink for a little bit, but
possibly Bill Clinton. Think of him as being the first man, also as Cable at the same time. That's possible.
Yeah, I could see him being a time traveler going time travel. Yeah, I get you when you're 50 and I get you when you're 20.
Totally. I see these silver haired foxes possibly playing Cable, so there's plenty of options there. But yeah, I think we're done. I think that's it. Yeah, I think we got enough of this stuff. Hey, Herman, where can they find you around the world? Where can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook as Herman Omega Prime Davis or Instagram under Omega Prime 79.
You're on Instagram?
Yes, I'm on Instagram.
What?
Yes.
And everybody else, where can we find everybody?
Nowhere.
At the Blue Bonnet Library?
Zach Vickery may be there. You may ask and see if he's working that day. I don't know. But there's no other big social media, not on Instagram.
They are at trivia nights.
Yes. Monday nights.
See the back of my head as I put numbers in a spreadsheet.
Monday nights, 10 o'clock at the Chimes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very popular trivia location. There are other ones around town that Hatfield runs. You can check out Let's Get Quizzical on Facebook and find any of us in that area.
Why are we plugging Hatfield?
Because he's such a nice dude, and I didn't do it last time, and I get shit from Herman when I don't.
Well, no, so. I don't want to plug Hatfield. I'll be trying to get him to plug his trivia duties at the Verge. But she never does. See, he didn't even bring up that he hosts at the Verge.
He said there were other nights.
Yeah, there are other nights that exist.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of great locations.
Well, Hatfield, this is Zach talking. I love you very much, and I did not mean that in any negative way.
We already made fun of your Deadpool questions, right. So...
Fuck Hatfield. Damn, Zach, why are you always saying fuck Hatfield, Zach? Damn.
Oh, now he has to put language on this. Come on.
I've had to do it before.
You haven't listened to our show.
The red shtick is fine with language. I'm pretty sure.
Well, you Big also, Dad would be disappointed in you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you also can find Zach and Andrea. If you got a karaoke machine, they'd be happy to sing I Got You, Babe, with you.
And I tell you what, if you could find my cat around here, she definitely wanted to be a part of this show more than anybody. She's just sitting there being all loud and annoying as usual.
And get a mic on her next time.
And Robert, where can we find you?
Oh, well, I work for the Department of Corrections, and you can you can come down and say hi to me.
The big bad, the big bad boss man, big boss man.
Yeah, and there are other places. There's an open mic comedy night over at the station. You can go to that. There is trivia on Tuesdays over at LaBerge. And also, the family dinner is having their next show on June 4th over at the Manship. It is a Saturday night, so we are not planning any crowd whatsoever. This is completely out of the norm. It's still not on their site. We're just like, why not? Let's see what happens, sort of thing.
I'm sorry, I really didn't catch that part. Y'all doing what on Saturday?
Not this Saturday. We're doing improv on June 4th. So it's
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Our next spoof night is July 1st. So there was a huge gap between the last time we did improv and when the next spoof night was happening, and we got this option to go to this one. So we're like, okay, why not? So there you go.
Yeah, I should get Sinbad. He's a good improv.
Will do.
Yeah.
Sinbad, are you willing to work for free beer? You are more than welcome to come by. It's not great beer. It's usually PBR. If you're cool with that, you're cool with us, man. So, that has been another There Can Be Only One podcast. I have been Robert Rao.
I have been Herman Omega Prime Davis.
I am always Andrea Vickery.
Zach Vickery.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
All right, let's hear from everybody. Make sure everyone can do stuff.
You need it.
I hope not. That's for that's actually for the speaker. So no, okay. you won't be hearing any of this stuff. It's just me.
All right.
So.
Yes, sir.
Say things.
Oh,
into
say
the
things.
Mic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing great, Herman. Keep it going.
Your mic fell.
See, this
the
is
mic.
Why we practice.
Oh, I just liked watching it. I was like, it's gonna fall.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. Oh, yeah.
It's got a hook in the back to where it latches, and it's not a problem. So, all right.
Oh. All
right.
Are you touching it?
No, Herman, I'm not touching it.
Herman, you have to touch it.
Horse shit.
I'm not touching it.
Don't touch the microphone. So Herman seems to have microphone troubles.
Well, one of these is going to pop out. The other ones might as well, but whatever stand they recommended to me for these things isn't the same one that whenever I bought the first pair, and I've just been kind of going with that.
Okay.
And I can't use this one because it's incredibly thin. So those are they've got whatever it is. So speak.
Good morning.
Are you really gonna do
wake that? Up, San Francisco?
Okay. All right, we're good. I think I'm seeing enough. I'm seeing activity on these things. So
okay.
That's good.
Is everything mixing properly? And
I hope so.
After the show, Stu. I don't know if y'all met Stu before. Yeah, I may have been to Pope Raw, but he had passed away. And it's kind of crazy because last time I seen Stu was for Slash Memorial and stuff. And Stu just went out to California. He was literally out there for less than a month. I think he got out there on the 16th of April and passed away on the 14th. It was crazy and stuff. But went to Brickyard South. And the dude tweeted his word, like, I pulled up his obituary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I guess his dad wrote the obituary because they say the only person surviving is his father. And like, and it ain't gonna be no funeral because true to Stu wishes he don't want to be a fuss. So if anybody wants to like remember him, they actually had Brickyard South in the paper. I was like, oh, because you know, I brought Kendall with me. Kendall came down to see the show. And she was like, well, when is the funeral? He looked at the obituary and I said, oh, well, it's funeral actually. So it was kind of funny like that, but
now I had like, he drank whiskey, Irish whiskey, so dish out some Irish whiskey and beer.
Yeah.
I'm very hyped right now.
I drank a whole six pack of myself yesterday. I feel very accomplished.
She ain't talking about Coke now, are we?
Hey, she just said six pack. You never know.
Oh, yeah, still trying.
That could be heroin. You don't know how the people do six pack. Okay.
Is that how you get it delivered?
Yeah, six packs.
Oh, okay.
Can Coke used to contain heroin? I can't even say that right.
Cocaine.
Sure.
Cocaine.
Coca-Cola, because of the name, Coca-Cola used to have Coke in it, yes. And they would have very... It's not to say that it isn't safe. It's just available for people.
What? I'm trying to think of people drinking Coca-Cola with heroin in it and just making them be so down.
What's the difference between heroin and cocaine?
Well, different, one's a stimulant, one's
an opiate. Brings you up, and the other one just kind of relaxes you a little bit.
Probably a different part of the world where you get it. It's mainly like South America for cocaine, and then you have Asia is
but
popular.
It's not like coffee. Like they got Colombian coffee and they got Indian coffee. I mean, what's
which all has heroin in it? Yes.
That's actually in my coffee over there.
Oh, really? Okay, so I just had some heroin too before I came. You know, that's cool.
Okay, we got it. All right, here we go.